Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. The day is Thursday, March 16th, day 75 in our journey through the Bible. My name is Carrie from City Church Cincinnati, and we are reading through the Bible.
Well, I thank you, Carrie, my friend, and greetings to all the kids, to Caleb, Kaylee, Cademan, and Colin, to Jeff, too, as a matter of fact, to all of you. A big hello to everyone out there. My name's Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're spending some time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word spend a little time on us. And oh, how we need that. Hey, you know what? I am a couple days shy, like 3 days away from heading off to the Holy Land. That's right, this is our second annual trip to the Holy Land. I've got a small group of folks, about 9 people all in all, and we are going to be walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. So stay tuned and I'll share all I can with you. If you haven't yet, go ahead and like our Facebook page. I hope to keep lots of information on our trip posted there on Facebook. So like our page and keep up to date with this upcoming trip to the Holy Land. Well, what do you say we jump into the Holy Bible? Today we are in the book of Deuteronomy, chapters 30 and 31. Then we move on to Psalm 40, and we finish our reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're reading through the New Living Translation. In the future, when you experience all these blessings and curses I have listed for you, and when you are living among the nations to which the Lord your God has exiled you, take to heart all these instructions. If at that time you and your children return to the Lord your God, and if you obey with all your heart, and all your soul, all the commands I have given you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes. He will have mercy on you and gather you back from all the nations where he has scattered you. Even though you are banished to the ends of the earth, the Lord your God will gather you from there and bring you back again. The Lord your God will return you to the land that belongs to your ancestors, and you will possess that land again. Then he will make you even more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. The Lord your God will change your heart and the hearts of all your descendants so that you will love him with all your heart and soul, and so you may live. The Lord your God will inflict all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate and persecute you. Then you will obey again the Lord and keep all his commands that I am giving you today. The Lord your God will make you successful in everything you do. He will give you many children and numerous livestock, and he will cause your fields to produce abundant harvests, for the Lord will again delight in being good to you as he was to your ancestors. The Lord your God will delight in you if you obey his voice and keep his commands and decrees written in this book of instruction, and if you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. This command I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it is not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven so distant that you must ask, "Who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey?" It is not kept beyond the sea so far away from you that you must ask, "Who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey?" No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so you can obey it. Now listen. Today I am giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land that you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warn you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Deuteronomy 31. When Moses had finished giving these instructions to all the people of Israel, he said, I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has told me you will not cross the Jordan River, but the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy the nations living there, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua will lead you across the river, just as the Lord promised. The Lord will destroy the nations living in the land, just as he destroyed Sihon and Og, the king of the Amorites. The Lord will hand over to you the people who live there, and you must deal with them as I have commanded you. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Then Moses called for Joshua, and as all Israel watched, he said to him, "Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land the Lord swore to their ancestors he would give them. You are the one who will divide it among them as their grants of land. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." So Moses wrote this entire body of instruction in a book and gave it to the priest, who carried the Ark of the Lord's covenant, and to the elders of Israel. Then Moses gave them this command: "At the end of every seventh year, the year of release, during the festival of shelters, you must read this book of instruction to all the people of Israel when they assemble before the Lord your God at the place he chooses. Call them all together, men and women, children and foreigners living in your towns, so they may hear this book of instruction and learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully obey all the terms of these instructions. Do this so that your children, who have not known these instructions, will hear them and will learn to fear the Lord your God. Do this as long as you live in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy." Then the Lord said to Moses, "The time has come for you to die. Call Joshua and present yourself at the tabernacle, so that I may commission him there." So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves at the tabernacle, and the Lord appeared to them in a pillar of cloud that stood at the entrance of the sacred tent. The Lord said to Moses, "You are about to die and join your ancestors. After you are gone, these people will begin to worship foreign gods, the gods of the land where they are going. They will abandon me and break my covenant that I have made with them. Then my anger will blaze forth against them, and I will abandon them, hiding my face from them, and they will be devoured. Terrible trouble will come down on them. And on that day they will say, 'These disasters have come down on us because God is no longer among us.' At that time I will hide my face from them on account of all the evil they have committed by worshiping other gods. So write down the words of this song and teach it to the people of Israel. Help them to learn it, so it may serve as a witness for me against them. For I will bring them into the land I swore to give their ancestors, a land flowing with milk and honey. There they will become prosperous, eat all they want, and become fat. But they will begin to worship other gods. They will despise me and break my covenant. And when great disaster comes down on them, this song will stand as evidence against them. For it will never be forgotten by their descendants. I know the intentions of these people, even now before they have entered the land I swore to give them." So that very day Moses wrote down the words of the song and taught it to the Israelites. Then the Lord commissioned Joshua, son of Nun, with these words: "Be strong and courageous, for you must bring the people of Israel into the land I swore to give them. I will be with you." When Moses had finished writing his entire body of instructions in a book, he gave this command to the Levites who carried the Ark of the Lord's covenant: "Take this book of instruction and place it beside the Ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, so it may remain there as a witness against the people of Israel. For I know how rebellious and stubborn you are. Even now, while I am still alive and I am here with you, you have rebelled against the Lord. How much more rebellious will you be after my death? Now summon all the elders and officials of the tribes so I can speak to them directly and call on heaven and earth to witness against them. I know that after my death you will become utterly corrupt and will turn from the way I have commanded you to live. In the days to come, disaster will come down on you, and you will do what is evil in the Lord's sight, making him very angry with your actions." So Moses recited this entire song publicly to the assembly of Israel. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of a pit of despair, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Oh, the joys of those who trust in the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud or in those who worship idols. Oh, Lord my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. You take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that you have made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offerings or sin offerings. Then I said, look, I have come, as is written in a book, in the scriptures. I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. I have told all your people about your justice. I have not been afraid to speak out, as you, O Lord, well know. I have not kept the good news of your justice hidden in my heart. I have talked about your faithfulness and saving power. I have told everyone in the great assembly of your unfailing love and faithfulness. Lord, don't hold back your tender mercies from me. Let your unfailing love and faithfulness always protect me, for troubles surround me. Too many to count. My sins pile up so high I can't see my way out. They outnumber the hairs on my head. I have lost all courage. Please, Lord, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. May those who try to destroy me be humiliated and put to shame. May those who take delight in my trouble be turned back in disgrace. Let them be horrified by their shame, for they said, aha, we've got him now. But may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. As for me, since I am poor and needy, let the Lord keep me in his thoughts. For you are my helper and my savior. O my God, do not delay. First Corinthians chapter 1. This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God, to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brothers Sosthenes. I am writing to God's church in Corinth, to you who have been called by God to be his own holy people. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus, just as he did for all people everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I always thank my God for you and for the gracious gifts he has given you. Now that you belong to Christ Jesus, through him, God has enriched your church in every way. With all your eloquent words and all your knowledge, this confirms what I told you about Christ is true. Now you have every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says, and he has invited you into partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather be of one mind, united in thought and purpose, for some members of Chloe's household have told me about your quarrels. My dear brothers and sisters, some of you are saying, I am a follower of Paul, others are saying, I follow Apollos, or I follow Peter, or I follow only Christ. Has Christ been divided into factions? Was I, Paul, crucified for you? Were any of you baptized in the name of Paul? Of course not. I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. For now, no one can say they were baptized in my name. Oh yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas, but I don't remember baptizing anyone else. For Christ didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the good news. And not with clever speech, for fear that the cross of Christ would lose its power. The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. So where does this leave the philosophers and scholars and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish. Since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. It is foolish to the Jews who ask for signs from heaven, and it is foolish to the Greeks who seek human wisdom. So when we preached that Christ was crucified, the Jews are offended and the Gentiles say it's all nonsense. But to those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. This foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest human plans, and God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you are wise in the world's eyes, or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considered foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. Therefore, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. May God add his blessing to this, the reading of his word. Amen. What is this accusation of foolishness? What seemed foolish and ineffective was Christ's atoning sacrifice on the cross for our sins, for the sins of the world. This was deemed foolish. And yet when we look at it, children of faith, when we look at what Christ has done on the cross, we see the fulfillment of all the law, of all the prophets. And his obedient life that led to that cross finished all that humanity needs to have a right relationship with God. That's what Jesus said, his last words on the cross, "It is finished." The only thing that is needed is trust in him. That, my friends, is foolishness to the Greeks, and it seems weak and ineffectual to the Jews. But for us who are being saved, it is our very life and our hope. It is the message that we preach. It is the truth that we cling to. It is the freedom that we seek. Let me just read these words once again. Since God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. It is foolish to the Jews who ask for signs from heaven, and it is foolish to the Greeks who seek human wisdom. So when we preach that Christ was crucified, the Jews are offended and the Gentiles say it's all nonsense. But to those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. There you have it. Well, you happy fools, we've completed another day in the Word of God, day 75. And it is an honor to spend this time with you each day. Let me ask a big favor of you. Will you go to Facebook and share it with your friends? Will you share a post from our Daily Radio Bible Facebook page? If you haven't yet, will you like the page? This is a great way to share this ministry, to put it out there into your world. And you can share some of this foolishness that will set people free. If you'd like to partner with us to help this ministry grow, well, this ministry does not exist without people like you, partners who come alongside and say, hey, I want to be a part of this. I want to make sure that God's word continues to move out in this way and that lives are encouraged each day in the word. So if that's you, you can go to dailyradiobible.com, click on the partner link. You're off and running. You can give right from the app itself. Just click on the donate link. Or if you're old school and you want to mail your gift in, you can do that by mailing it to Daily Radio Bible, 7216 Rolling Oaks Court, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45239. Well, hey, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. And you remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.